John Walker Lynn, the accused American Taliban, pleaded guilty this morning to charges he provided services to the Taliban. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg is outside the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, where Lynn entered the plea. What exactly did Lynn plead guilty to?
Well, he pled guilty to one count that was in the indictment and one additional criminal information. But I'll give you what he said in the courtroom where he pled guilty to. He said, "I provided my services as a soldier to the Taliban from August to December 2001. I carried a rifle and two grenades. I did so knowingly and willingly, and knowing it was illegal. It was illegal because two presidents, Clinton and Bush, had signed an executive order barring such services to be given to the Taliban because they were protecting Al-Qaeda. And it was also a violation of a federal regulation under the criminal code," and he said he knew it was illegal. So he pled guilty to that with an understanding that he would get the maximum sentence total of 20 years. The judge said that was not binding on him, that he could, of course, sentence him to more or less, but he said that almost always in the past he's deferred to the agreement between prosecutors and defense lawyers on that kind of thing.
And why did Lynn agree to this plea?
Well, he agreed because he was facing a possible term of life imprisonment if he was convicted. The government had chosen a place to try him in the Eastern District of Virginia, which is right near the Pentagon. He is, to many people, a lightning rod. We all, I think, had expected that after today's hearing, there would likely be plea negotiations. It just came sooner than many of us expected. The government had stuff they were worried about, including possibly losing the case and giving Walker Lynn's lawyers access to prisoners at Guantanamo so that they would corroborate his version of facts. The government didn't want to have that happen. The defense knew that it had a 21-year-old young man who could face life in prison, so they reached an agreement.
And what was supposed to happen at the courthouse today?
Well, today was supposed to be the big showdown day this week over whether or not the government's case, which mainly consists of John Walker Lynn's own statements about his conduct, whether that could be admitted at trial because he had been in desperate physical condition. You've all seen the pictures of him bound, blindfolded, duct taped. He'd been through an incredible series of events. He was wounded in the leg. Had grenades thrown at him. Had stood in a basement where they set poured.
Okay, we're running out of time. Thank you very much, NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.